You know this festival today you called an Islamic festival. It's a festival called Tajia. Yeah. It's the all you can call it as a festival of tabernacle. Among the Jews, you know, you have the festival of tabernacle where they carry the replica of whatever it is, you see. Yeah, the Torah, take it around there. Something sacred, you see. So here they commemorate the death of one ardent lover of Lord Muhammad who gave his life rather than be subdued by the king of the time. Hassan Hussein were the twins born of the daughter of Muhammad. They were nephews. What do you call it?
Grandson.
Grandson, yeah. Fatima's children, Hassan and Hussein. So they were denied water, there was a siege laid. They are grown up people and they had to fight out for this for the right. And the king of the time wanted them to subdue and be under him because he was the ruler. He says, you are the ruler. We accept you as the rightful ruler, but you have no authority over each one of us. Authority is vested and rests in our Lord Prophet Muhammad. And that's how the fiction started. And that's how he was killed treacherously while fetching water and all that. So to commemorate that, that he gave up his life, but he didn't relinquish.
But the state of the commemoration is so colorful and delightful, especially as children witnessing it year after year, is the taboos, the sarcophagus as replicas of them, made of paper and little bamboo shapes. But you know, you can let your imagination and your create all kinds of patterns, all kinds of sizes. Beautiful. And Pune was well known for it. Pune is supposed to be the best for the taboot, they call it taboot. So when you they go in a procession on a certain day, and each area has a taboot. Like our alley had a taboot. The Dastur Meadow taboot was here. The other was down the street, the other end, and just all over, and they all come out together. And I still remember there was one taboot that I used to love specially. Now, Mary has been in the taboot procession. I've been in the taboot procession. When you live in Pune, the children have this very special time with them. And one of them was a white horse. Plain white paper, beautiful. I don't know how they did it. But some are so big. I mean, they're carried on enormous bullock carts, enormous things. So it's like a house. And then the people sit all around it. Children, they're inside it, lighting incense and doing their writing in it. But it's very... And that another thing is, but while that taboot, that symbol of the graves, the monuments of these...
The mausoleum.
Huh?
It's the symbol of the mausoleum that is built there.
Yeah, that's right. So
it's the tomb of Hassan.
So wherever that is placed, of belonging to whatever area, is for about, I think, 10-15 days it stays there. And then one day, then among drums and all, it starts and then they all go. And that's the whole thing. But while it's there, while it's stationed, like the one that was stationed near Baba's house, was or anyone, every one of them, they dispense sweet water to whoever comes. No matter who, because in honor of the martyrs who died of thirst, who died without water for the sake of the Lord. So I still remember, I would ask to please, may I sit next to this chati, the chati of sharbat water, and that whoever came, you poured out to them. I still love doing that, pour out and then sit by. Another one came, poured out to them. And very delicious. I don't know what it's like now, but it used to be very rich and delicious drink.
So you would participate in the Muslim ceremony?
Oh, yes. We participate, especially with Zoroastrians. We participate in every festival.
any holiday.
You would have thought ours. Yeah, we love it.
This is not more. It is more.
It is more. It is more. It is more. It is more.
They died of thirst because of the siege?
Yeah, because of the siege. But they couldn't contain them, they couldn't, live any longer because the family is there, you see, they are all being besieged.
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to go out and get water. So they wanted to do whatever, there is no other goal. So they went out on horseback and therefore the arrows shot, you see.
Hassan, one arm that was carrying the leather bag was there holding on a horseback. That prince was shot at. Then he held with the other arm. That was done. Then the other one was punctured the water bag, you see, while he was returning. And then that killed him also. Went in. That's how it is.
Hmm.